In this week's double sedra of Chukat Balak, we have the very famous pasuk of Matovu Olecha Yaakov Mishmonotecha Yisrael, which was said by Bilam when he saw Bnei Yisrael and wanted to curse them, but instead he ended up giving them a bracha. But Chazal explained that this pasuk doesn't only refer to the way the Israelites' tents were arranged in the Midbar, but is also a reference to Batei Knesiot and Batei Midrashot, to synagogues and study halls. And Rav Amram Gaon, and subsequent to him many Rishonim and Achronim, mention the minhag of saying this pasuk when one comes into shul, that's in the morning or before any tefillah, that's saying Matovo Alecha Yaakov Mishkanotecha Yisrael, and indeed this is printed in many or most Siddurim. However, not everybody's in favour of saying this pasuk. That's the Maharshal was very much against it. For two reasons. Number one, he said it was uttered by Bilam HaRasha, as we don't want to incorporate the words of Rashaim in our tefillah. And also, it was initially intended as a klala, that's as a curse. Why should we say something that was intended as a curse, even though it turned out that it came out as a bracha? That's Rabbi Yaakov Emden was also opposed to saying this pasuk, and in his siddur, it's actually has the pasuk of Matovu Olecha Yaakov, but a note above it saying that Rabbi Yaakov Emden held not to say it. That's most Siddurim actually have a list of five pasukim which are to be recited when coming into the shul. That's the Siddur Rashi has a list of 10 pasukim to be said, and the Matei Moshe and the Yosef Ometz, they bring down 13 pasukim that one should say when coming into shul, and to make the observation that with each pasuk one should bow towards Mizrach. And this corresponds to the 13 that's bowings that a person would do as they came into the Beit HaMikdash, in accordance with the Mishnah in Masechet Shkalim at the beginning of the 6th Perek. That's many Rishonim actually don't mention the Minhag to say Matovu, but they do mention the Minhag to say the Pasukuva Nibrov Chastacha Vol Beitecha Eshtacha Velechol Kodshecha Beyiratecha. This is a pasuk towards the beginning of Sefer Tehillim. That's and Achronim as well as Rishonim also mention that one should say half of the pasuk Bevet Elokim Nahalech Baragesh. That's the Zohar says the reason why we say the pasuk of Vanibrov Chastacha is to remind us of, or remind Hashem of, Zechut Avot, the merit of the patriarchs, who of course were the ones who introduced Tefillah. Vanibrov Chastacha Avor Beitecha, that I will come to your house as a result of your great kindness. It's a reference to Avraham Avinu, I presume, because Avraham was an epitome of chesed. Eshtacha el heichal kodshecha is a reference to Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the manifestation of Avodah. And Biratecha is a reference to Yaakov Avinu. Ma nora hamakom hazeh. That's he declared how awesome that's the site of the Beit HaMikdash was. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that when one says this pasuk of Vanibrov Chastacha, that's it's actually Natilat Rashut. It's asking for permission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can come in and pray. And this is a privilege, not a right. That's shouldn't take it for granted that we can daven in a shul, particularly at the moment. We know that it's not something that we can take for granted, but even the right to enter the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something which is a privilege, and we have to ask him for Rashut, and we do so by saying this this pasuk. Interestingly, a number of Rishonim mention that one of the reasons to say this pasuk is because it has 10 words in it, corresponding to the 10 people needed for a minyan, and some of them even say that the minhag is that as people come into shul, or before the tefillah starts, they number off by saying this pasuk, each person saying a word from the pasuk, and if they finish the pasuk, then they know that they've got got 10 people there as required for a minyan. That's it's not lost on us, I don't think, that the straight after the Shabbat of Matovu Alecha Yaakov, we will be returning to the Batei Knesiot and Batei Midrashot. That's now that the lockdown restrictions in that regard have been lifted, and I'm sure we will say that Matovu Ohalecha Yaakov Mishkunotecha Israel. How wonderful it is to be back. That's in our shuls and synagogues, and knowing Varniborov Chastachav or Beitecha, that it's by the great kindness of Hakadosh Baruch Hu that we're able to return. That's Bezrat Hashem in good health. As we should also remember that we're coming into Hakadosh Baruch Hu's house Ber Yiratecha with a sense of awe and reverence for the Kedusha and for the sanctity of the place. Shabbat Shalom, and I look forward to being able to resume tefillah in the Beit Knesset very, very soon.